We'll be reading through a text, Refuge Practice of the Victorious Buddha Shakyamuni. I put together this text a long time ago under the direction of my root teacher. It is actually, I sometimes call it the Refuge Sadhana. In other words, it's a practice that isn't just for the ceremony, but it's a practice I'm expecting people to do, perhaps as their first practice. So the Refuge Practice sets up the situation where we acknowledge that we have the support and the safe direction from the lineage and from the Buddhas and our teachers, so we can develop the confidence and faith to follow through. It has the practice in the mantra of Shakyamuni, and it has the five precepts. At a private audience I was with, when I was with the Dalai Lama, I mean private audience mean maybe less than 100, he reminded all the assembled leaders in the room that we're all students of Shakyamuni Buddha, and emphasized to see the good qualities in all the different teachings and lineages and teachers that look to Shakyamuni. So this practice, like when you go home, you should... some people have it in a nice binder like this, I don't know, but you can find one. And also keep it in on your altar or in a nice place, maybe even brocade covering, and then you can take it out and do the practice. So it's reminding us to take refuge. It's reminding us to identify with the enlightened qualities of the Buddha. It's reminding us to become Buddha, become the enlightened qualities. The precepts are meant to be support and guidance for the path. They're not the five commandments, and there are no Dharma police. It's hard in Western society not to turn the precepts into something that we may have tried to do under a different tradition. So the precepts are generally, however, a good way to keep our practice going in the right direction, which is toward the horizon, okay? It's not meant to micromanage our lives. However, if you want to see how your practice is doing, look to the precepts, not just the negative side, but the positive side. So not just, I'm not killing, so I'm perfect. Look to how am I giving and supporting life. So the precepts are said in a negative way to make you pay attention, but they're actually meant to bring out all the positive Buddha qualities. So there's a lot to be said about the precepts at Sarajay. They spend a long time talking about all the precepts and what it's like to live an awake life. So the precepts are not judgments, they're guidelines. Generally in the West, people look to specific experiences, interesting experiences, or maybe negative experiences as evidence that they're doing well or doing poorly on the path. Can you all hear me in the back okay? Not good. Generally, this is not traditional. Traditional path, which I believe is better, is to look to the precepts. How are you fulfilling them not just breaking them. How are you fulfilling the precepts? You're giving life. You're sharing. You're sharing energy. You're telling the truth. You're bringing clarity and not intoxicants into your life. So the overall pattern, the overall motivation and aspiration is, and the overall guidelines are the main point, not a way to micromanage. So when we're taking the precepts, I know some people haven't taken refuge because they said, I haven't, I'm not perfect in the precepts yet. the goal is not the perfection in the precepts. The precepts are meant to be like a lighthouse, right? So we know where the rocky shore is, but they're also meant to be inspiration in a positive way to fulfill our Buddha activities. That's easy, right? Also, particularly in our tradition, the many Vinaya rules for monks and nuns, but for householders, generally just these five, you know? Like the Buddha didn't get into a catechism of this is what this means and this is what that doesn't mean. Because we're assuming that because you're doing Dharma practice, and we have faith in our wisdom, we're going to be able to figure out the right thing to do. After we do the practice, then people will come forward and receive a card from myself and Geshe-la, and they have a Dharma name. And once again, the Dharma name actually is both an aspiration and pointing to one's essential Buddha qualities, which are always there. The essential qualities, which I want to emphasize before we start the ceremony, is the quality that's always there is a sense of peace and a sense of confidence. We all want peace, and we're striving for that, but sometimes people think, well, what is confidence? That's okay, the train wanted to come in and say hello. I'd like to talk about confidence from highest Yoga Tantra Dzogchen point of view briefly, and then we'll start. First, the Dzogchen lineage, the first human that's identified, Garo Dorje, he put out three essential points toward the end of his life. And the first one, I'll say in English, too hard in Tibetan. The first is, introduce directly the face of Rigpa in itself. So Rigpa means your complete presence. Bring yourself into the present. So today, if you're somewhere else, let that somewhere else will be wherever it is after the ceremony. So bring yourself here in this body with this mind. Then the second is decide on one thing and one thing only. When you decide on the one thing, then there's not wavering. The doubt is wavering. Maybe it is and maybe it isn't. Maybe I am, maybe I'm not. Maybe this is right, maybe this is wrong. So when we decide on one thing, then the presence gains real strength. Then third is confidence directly in the liberation of rising thoughts. The confidence is, no matter what arises, is the display of awareness, is the display of Rigpa and Yeshe. Rigpa generally translates as one translator has his presence, and Yeshe as awareness. Awareness of the now and presence in the now. So actually, with Rigpa, you can't help but be here because you're here. You can't help it. That's like Rigpa. Yeshe is that you make, you're aware that you're here. Does that make sense? Rigpa is like, you can't help but being here. Sorry, even if you go somewhere else, you can't help but being here. And Yeshe is that, but you're awake that you're here. So people, everyone in this lineage will get the first name Yeshe. And then they will get a second name that will be both pointing to their essential qualities, Buddha nature qualities, and also aspiration qualities. I've mentioned several times that my refuge name is Zopa Mixang. Mixang means like good seeing, good eye, and Zopa is patience. Everyone in the room has the text. So if you don't need the text to take home, then please live here. But if you do take it, please like treat with respect and maybe even look at it and do it. Think we're ready? Okay, go.
Of past and future lives, and that they suffer just as you do. Deep compassion for them, and think, I must attain the highest state of Buddhahood in order to help all these beings.
Now that you have produced a special
virtuous mind, visualize the field assembly. Imagine the vast sky before you, a jeweled throne which is high and wide, supported by eight great lions. Upon it is a cushion that is a mandala of multicolored lotus, moon, and sun. Leaning upon this is your own root teacher, appearing as Shakyamuni Buddha.
His body
is the color of purified gold, and he has a crown protuberance upon his head.
His right hand
is touching the earth. And the left is in the gesture of meditative equipoise. It's a begging bowl filled with energy. His body is beautifully covered with the three saffron religious robes of one.
His is
an aura of light. In his heart is Vajradhara Buddha. And in Vajradhara's heart is the blue moon radiating light. Shakyamuni Buddha is another lion throne with the cushion of lotus, moon, and sun, on which Vajradhara is seated, surrounded by teachers belonging to the lineage of the blessing of practice. Shakyamuni Buddha's right is Maitreya,
surrounded by teachers and the lineage of extensive deeds, and on his left is Manjushri, surrounded by teachers and the lineage of profound view. Shakyamuni Buddha, sits your gracious root teacher, just as you see him when receiving his teachings. He is surrounded by the teachers with whom you have a religious connection, those in direct lineage from Buddha down to your own root teacher. These assemblies of Buddha devas, and then in turn the Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, self-enlightened ones, heroes, protectors of the Dharma, and other wisdom deities. In front of these, on a jewel stand, the most teachings appear as volumes of scripture whose nature is light. Inconceivable manifestations of each of these symbols radiate to the 10 directions, subduing all sentient beings according to their capacities. Envision that the entire assembly is gazing at you with great joy.
Yes,
I go for refuge to the Buddha. Sincerely reciting this prayer causes streams of nectar to flow forth from the bodies of all the Buddhas, including Vajradhara and others. Bodies enter the bodies and the minds of yourself and all other beings. They purify everyone from all defilements. After considering that the blessings of the body, speech, and mind of the Buddhas have entered you and all others, we have come under the protection of the Buddhas. I go for refuge to the Dharma. I go for refuge to the Dharma. Sincerely reciting this prayer causes streams of nectar to flow forth from the scriptures. All these streams enter the bodies and minds of yourself and all others. They purify everyone from all defilements. Considering the blessings of the Dharma, meaning all others, we have come under protection of the Dharma. To flow forth from the bodies of the assemblage of wisdom beings, protectors of the Dharma, heroes, heroines, self-enlightened ones, heroes and bodhisattvas. These streams enter the bodies and minds of yourself and all others, purify everyone from all the defilements. Considering that the blessings of the Sangha, we have all come under the protection of the Sangha. We are your protectors, refuge, and allies, ready to deliver you from the suffering of cyclic existence. They recite this clearly, promising to help you rejoice. With tears pouring forth from your eyes and the hairs of your body standing on end, go for refuge. In this way, go for refuge, conjoining it with the generation of the altruistic aspiration for enlightenment. Just as a warrior in a fierce battle wishes to protect not only himself, but also his relatives and friends, showing you should chiefly think the needs of sentient beings. I go for refuge until enlightenment to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. Streams of nectar to flow forth from the bodies of all the members of the field of assembly. All the streams enter the bodies and minds of yourself and all others, and purify everyone from all defilements. The bodies of all are transformed into pure, clear light. All minds and all knowledge of both aspects of the Dharma are expanded and increased in everyone. Blessings of the three jewels have entered myself and others. Meditate deeply on generating altruistic aspiration for enlightenment. In duplicate form of Shakyamuni Buddha enters your body, and you become Shakyamuni Buddha. Rays of light emanate from your transformed body and strike all sentient beings who have all been your mother and father, purifying them of your defilements, alleviating their suffering. Visualize the mantra in a circle around your heart. And, Om
Dayata Om Muni Muni Mahamuni Soha.
Dayata Om Muni Muni Mahamuni Soha.
Dayata Om Muni Muni Mahamuni
Soha. Dayata Om Muni Muni Mahamuni Soha.
Dayata Om Muni Muni Mahamuni
Soha.
Dayata Om Muni Muni Mahamuni Soha.
Dayata
Om Muni Muni Mahamuni
Soha.
Dayata Om Muni Muni Mahamuni Soha.
Dayata
Om Muni Muni Mahamuni
Soha. Dayata Om Muni Muni Mahamuni
Soha. Dayata Om Muni Muni Mahamuni
Soha.
Dayata Om Muni Muni Mahamuni
Soha.
Dayata Om Muni Muni Mahamuni
Soha.
Dayata Om Muni Muni Mahamuni
Soha.
Dayata Om Muni Muni Mahamuni
Soha.
Dayata Om Muni Muni Mahamuni
Soha.
Dayata Om Muni Muni Mahamuni
Soha.
Establishing them in the highest state of Shakyamuni Buddha.
In taking refuge, we pledge to uphold the five precepts in order to support our Dharma practice and the Dharma practice of others. We take the five precepts. We undertake the precept of refraining from killing. I undertake the precept of refraining from stealing. I undertake the precept of refraining from lying. I undertake the precept of refraining from sexual misconduct. I undertake the precept of refraining from intoxicants. I acknowledge each and every misdeed. I rejoice in the virtue of living beings. I hold in my mind the thought of enlightenment and Buddha. To the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha, I go for refuge until enlightenment. In order to fully accomplish the purposes of others,
I will generate the aspiration for enlightenment. Ray of light radiating from Shakyamuni Buddha. Shakyamuni Buddha melts into the space between your two eyebrows. Imagine that you have received the blessings for all the field of assembly. Generating the superior aspiration, I will cherish all sentient beings and perform the beautiful highest deeds of enlightenment. May I achieve Buddhahood to help all sentient beings. In our Vajrayana tradition, refuge has the aspect of support, safe direction, saving from negative states and activities, but also the generation of bodhicitta, the spirit of enlightenment, to become a Buddha, to benefit and free and all sentient beings. So actually with this refuge prayer, we're also taking the beginnings of Bodhisattva vow, and we're creating the conditions for Buddhahood not only in the future but here in the present. Some people have asked, could we have a separate Bodhisattva vow ceremony that is also traditional? And this is a good idea. I thought that one way for people to really understand and be inspired by Bodhisattva practice is to read and practice the Lotus Sutra, the Flower Dharma Sutra, it's sometimes called, or the Wondrous Dharma Flower Sutra. So I'm here several Mondays a month, and there are 28 chapters, and I'm happy to report we're still on the first. So, people can join that class at any time.
So the bodhisattva practice is not just the practice of, you know, I want to be a better person or I want to be helpful, but it's the enthusiastic and joyful energy of the Dharma. So I know all those that have already started the class have felt that already, and if people want to join in on that, there's always room. So that's when is the next class? Is it a week from this Monday? Yeah.
Okay.
So now people have met with Susan, right? So they know what they're supposed to do. Kinda, sorta. I call people up, and they're given a short booklet. And in the booklet, we have refuge prayer. We have what I call the creed. We have the five precepts, the Noble Eightfold Path, the Four Noble Truths, and the Four Seals. So it's all there. Plus your Dharma name, when you took refuge and where. That's considered really important in our tradition, like with what teachers, where you took it, when you took it, and so forth. So that it is a definite thing, so there doesn't have to be any doubt. So you can have complete confidence in that. This actually happened, is happening, and going forward. It's traditional sometimes to thank our lineage teachers, His Holiness Dalai Lama, Dada Rinpoche, all our teachers from the past and present that brought us here. Also to thank the Dharma sponsors who made it possible for us to sit in this beautiful temple, and the Dharma supporters and sponsors who continue to support through gifts of time and gifts of wisdom and gifts of money and gifts of lawnmowers and things like that. So we need it all. Oh, thank you. Would you like to say something about refuge? No? Okay. We're going to end on time perfectly, maybe even early today. So, yeah. And people have something to kneel on, or can they do that? You can. Yeah, okay. So if it's hard to kneel, you don't have to kneel, right? I mean, we don't want you falling over, okay? So if you're starting to go down, it's okay. Or maybe someone strong will help you up, you know. I'm looking at James. Okay. So I'm going to call forth Carrie. Where is she? There. Oh, okay. So we have a short ceremony that asks, you know what you're doing? That's important. Are you here of your own free will? And May I cut off your hair, symbolizing that you're cutting off delusion, discursive thinking, and whatever else you want to cut off, okay? All right. Very good. So, I'm giving you the name Yeshe Laki, awareness of divine happiness. Awareness of divine happiness. La means kind of like goddess, and Ki is like short for happiness. Yeah. So, you present Ka to the mean Geshe, and Geshe will hand you your refuge card. Yeah. Yeah, that's good. You let it fall like that. Well, you just spread it out. Yeah, that's good. Okay. Yeah, that's good. Okay. Thank you. Yeah, then the offering here. Yeah, you put the offering here. Right. I mean, there. Right there. Right. There you go. Okay. Yeah, good. Yeah.
Very short and lucky.
Yeah, lucky. That's right.
Lucky.
That's good.
Lucky. Yeah. Maybe sounds in English is lucky.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
A little bit. Thank you. Right. Thank you, lucky. Lucky today, you. It's very good, happy day with the effort. Yeah. Until you're enlightened here,
yeah.
Very long time. Thank you.
Geshe is giving a blessing with Medicine Buddha and Shakyamuni Buddha. As many people know, we've done many Medicine Buddha. Practice here is very important. Jada Rinpoche has given Medicine Buddha, and Chodan Rinpoche, and many. We've had Medicine Buddha, San Mandala here, right? We'd like to do it again, so thank you. David, yeah. You made it. That's good, yeah. Okay. So, do you know what you're doing? Good. You're of your own free will?
Yes.
All right, good. May I cut your hair, a symbol? You shouldn't have gotten a haircut before this. Actually, you know, you do very well, Sergey, you know. Okay. Thank you. Yeshe is Sandhu. Sandhu means like fulfilling one's wishes, like making your wish come true. So awareness of fulfilled wishes. Isn't that nice? Yeah. Yeshe is Sandhu. Yeah.
Some do sing very good now. Some to use feeling and wishes. It's very, how about use mind thinking and directly going to really work and something, and wishing and headache, studying. Yeah. Make you something. Very, you are, I think this is very important, the five precepts.
Yes.
It's everything. You, I have a refuge. No caring, no standing, or you in mind, because you today you a change in name and mind and haircut, you know. Thank you. It's what.
We're just gonna put Okay, Greg. You know what you're doing? Good. And you're here of your own free will. May I cut your hair? So now my presentation to me. Give the blue one to Geshe-la, actually. Nice blue. Blue is like sometimes Mongolian color. So you have the name Yeshe Darge. It's like the temple. So flourishing awareness. Yeah.
Thank you. Blue color. Our Mongolian tradition is blue color. Blue color, you know, our Mongolian is special and protected and Bajapani.
Yeah.
His body all in blue body. We are wishing and praying and protected in Bajapani. Yeah. The Tibetan and the Chalasic. Chalasic, some wishing in a white color is Tibetan. It's Chinese in yellow because the Manzhu Shiri is a some in the color in yellow, right?
Yellow and orange, yeah.
Thank you. Yeshe Darge. Oh, it's very easy then. And temple, and you name Darge. Thank you.
is the tanka of Vajrapani, Chana Dorje, blue holding Dorje Vajra, and blue, deep blue. Garrett. Okay. So we'll save it for you, all right? Okay, good. Thank you for your honesty. Yeah. Okay, the one sitting under Vajrapani, Brian. Do you know what you're doing?
I do.
Yes. Are you here because you want to be here on your own?
I am.
May I cut your hair as symbolizing cutting off all delusions? Yeshe Jampa, loving kindness awareness. Jampa's like Maitreya. So now you have to be loving and kind to everyone.
You already are, I know.
Do you mean?
Champa is a very good name, loving kindness. Yeah. Yeah, every time we are needed in loving kindness and compassion. We are reading in this refuge book, we are going to like this time. We are needed in loving kindness and compassion. This boy is your boy, children? Ah, yeah. Yeah, thank you. Maybe next time it's very big boys coming and we are giving a gift.
That's right.
That's a revolution of farming. Yeah. Thank you. I think so. He is, and today is very good. Honestly, Lama said,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
That's before in the next time, we are very too much in the ID. What do you refuge meaning? What do you this and we are need before your profession is or self. You are studying in you know, now our own lines or some all the refuge students are studying, how about your refuge meaning? Where we are, where, what are you needing? Before, very important, your profession. Oh, what you meaning? After, you know, we are what you are studying. We are very important. That's good. So maybe you have time. You study, learn, studying. Some people and all the Sangha students, you lots and ask teaching after you. Next time you're thinking, and after you talk to Lama, they are giving in the, okay, you have time, right, Lama?
Yes, perfect.
Thank you.
Yes, it's you.
Michael.
Thank you.
Oh, it's Michael. Oh. Why do you love him? Michael is long time you not come today.
Actually, I know Michael took refuge many years ago in Bodh Gaya, which is very auspicious, but I'm delighted he's taking refuge today. Now he can be on the refuge email list. It just makes it all a lot easier. So, do you know what you're doing? Are you here of your own free will? May I cut your hair to cut off all delusions? Thank you. Yeah, nice. This one, I had to get out my Tibetan English dictionary, so not as common. This name is also part of the Nechung monastery's name. Yeshe Dryon means melodious awareness. Yeah.
I think so. Maybe he have a husband refuge. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Ishitayan.
Dryang, it's melodious, yeah.
Melodious, yeah.
Yeah, melodious, yeah.
Actually, he is a very good practitioner. I think you know.
Yeah.
I know. It's very good song. Thank you.
Okay, dedication. These virtuous actions, may I quickly attain the state of a Guru Buddha and lead all living beings without exception into that enlightened state. May the supreme jewel, bodhicitta, that has not arisen, arise and grow. May that which has arisen not diminish, but increase more and more. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All powerful Chenrezig, please remain until samsara ends. Teachings of the Buddha flourish, and may the upholders of the teachings remain forever. May all migrators achieve happiness, and may they fulfill all their temporary and ultimate goals.
Bless
them,
magical slave, the awareness of all the victorious, merciful giver of the stream of profound and vast instruction to the ocean migrators. Please remain always unperishing, unchanging,
unfading. Treasure of objectless compassion, Manjushri, master of flawless wisdom, Ajapani, destroyer of the entire host of Maras, Tsongkhapa, crown jewels, snowy land sages, Losang Drakpa, I make requests at your holy feet. Now, I mentioned Geshe do something kind of, I don't know, I've done it in different temples where all the new people have taken refuge come up for a photograph, and can we do that? And you know, guess I'll just sit here so I make sure, because, and then we'll end totally on time. if people want to, yeah. But at least just come up to do a photo now, and then, so we have that. Yeah. Yeah, just refugees, yeah. New refugees, just new refugees, yeah. Yeah. So just. Yeah, that's good. Some people traditionally like down a little bit. Yeah, like that. Yeah. That's, yeah. Okay. Wonderful. Thank Perfect. You. Just right. Yeah. All right. Some of you will come back for snacks and things. Thank you, everyone. Om Aham.
Yeah. Yeah, good. Good on me, yeah. Maybe it's a good talk to some new recruits to talk to, you know. How about the precepts? How about the noble truth? How about the mantras and malas? You're talking so good. These are very new, right? Yeah. Thank you, dear. It's good? Yeah. Yeah, long time. Yeah, that's okay. That's fine. It's good. Yeah, that's okay. That's not okay. Fine. You, next time you very, very thinking and studying is coming. That's okay. No problem. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Thank you. You see what's your name? Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. How are you? Yeah. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, then it's off to the button. Thank you. Yeah. How is Charlotte? It's good? You think they're all good?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Oh.
But I don't want them yet, so I'm
not there. Oh, okay. What is that, the picture?
Yeah.
The picture is an old corridor. It's a yellow you're painting, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's good. Thank you. It was fantastic.